So I'm just here confirming, this is confirmation tonight of what God has said in his word, that it's going to come to pass. And I proved it down through the years. I didn't read this in a book. Came here with change in your pocket, didn't you? Come here. Come here. Came here with change. Says, I can't. I that's all I have. I don't have a job. I've got a house. I'm having problems. Sandy, the storm came through. I live in Lindenhurst. I don't know what I'm going to do. And she'd hand me a change, and I'd say, you're going to get a job. You know why? She was at the bottom of the meal barrel.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Amen.
Her cup was running over at the bottom of the meal barrel. And every time she'd give me 25 cents, 30 cents, maybe 50 cents, Pastor, that's all I have. I said, well, God's going to give you a job. And I would prophesy over every time she gave. And you know what happened? She didn't get a job. She got two jobs. And she got both jobs in the same month. She comes to me, Pastor, what am I going to do now? I said, what happened? She said, you told me I was going to get a job. I got two jobs. And one pays more than the other. Well, I said, take the one that pays the most. And I said, now the one that pays the least, she said, yes, that's going to be now. And in a few weeks, I'll have the other job. I said, well, take the now job that pays a little less. And then when the job comes where you're going to get more than. So she worked, right, for the job that paid little.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. She worked 2 weeks getting paid. And then she took the better job. God gave her a chance, an opportunity for two jobs. Thank you. So it works.
Yes.
It works. Thank you. Amen. It worked for the widow woman. I'm here prophesying to you tonight. Listen to me. You are going to be the richest person in your neighborhood. I prophesy to you. You're going to be the richest person in your neighborhood. You say, why is that? Well, we know a famine's going to come. Everything else has come. A gas shortage has come. We've seen people online. We see police that were in the gas stations because people were fighting to get gas. Well, there's going to be a food shortage. That's going to come. But I got news for you. The little woman with the little bit of meal. Hello? With the little bit of meal, with all the money all her neighbors had, she just had a little bit of meal. And with the little she had, in the spite of a famine, she had more than all of them. I get excited about that. Because if it happened for her, it's going to happen for you. Amen. God can't just single one person out and say, well, you're the one that's going to get the blessing. No. This woman here, God chose her. You've been chosen of God. That's why you're here tonight. She was chosen because God said, I've already prepared her. She's already been prepared. So God had to send someone down to prepare her before Elijah got that. Get us for it, Kevin, in 1 Kings 17. She was already prepared for a miracle. Amen. You see, what I'm telling you tonight is preparation. Yes. When you cook a meal, you have to prepare, don't you?
Amen.
Do you prepare when you cook a meal?
Oh, yes.
There's always preparation. So there's preparation for the things of God. Abraham was prepared for what was going to happen with contentions with Lot. He was prepared. Because that's why he says to Lot, you go take first choice. So he went and he said, boy, I got a stupid uncle. Man, he gave me, and look where I'm going down the Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at all that I have. And then after he left and he built a tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah, it says Abraham went and built an altar. Can you say hallelujah? Abraham built an altar.
Yeah.
And when he built that altar, the Lord said, listen, A.B. That's a Jewish name, A.B. Listen, A.B. He said, look at the stars. Look at the sand. He says, you're going to have more than you're going to be able to handle in life. I'm so going to pour out my blessing because you trusted in me.
Oh, yeah.
So how does it read there in 1 Kings 17?
Down in the eighth verse, it says, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying.
Unto Elijah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. For behold, I've commanded a widow woman
there. I've already commanded a widow woman there to carry you, and she wasn't even a church member. Amen. Oh, and Jesus brought this out in Luke, the fourth chapter. They don't like, you see, folks don't like truth. They want to play church. The Lord said he already did what?
He says, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee.
I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain you, to take care of you when you get there. There's already been preparation for the miracle. That's why Jesus said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And that word truth means knowledge. What good is if you have the spirit and you don't know what you're shouting about? Spirit and truth, you have to worship the Lord, all right? Truth is knowledge. So when you have the knowledge, you know what you're shouting about. This woman already was prepared before Elijah ever got there. I'm preparing you tonight for what is taking place. See, God gives you a revelation. That's my job, a revelation. 2 Chronicles 26 chapter. A 16-year-old boy by the name of Uzziah, 16 years old, becomes a king. Can you imagine your 16-year-old being a king or a queen? But you see, God chose him. And you know what happened with Uzziah? It said he sought God. 16 years old, and he was seeking God. I didn't say it. It's here in 2 Chronicles 26 and 5. And he sought God. All right. In the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. It's one thing being a preacher, but it's another thing to have a revelation. You have a lot that just have a job, a J-O-B, job. But when the Lord calls you, when the Lord chooses you, it's not a job, it's a revelation. It's a calling directly from God. So it says here, and he sought God, 16 years old, in the days of Zechariah, who was a prophet of God, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as the 16-year-old sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Amen. In spite of the weather. He went to see the prophet. In spite of the storm, he went to see the prophet. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah? Amen. He went to see the prophet. He sought the Lord because in the midst of a storm, you need a miracle. In the midst of the economy, you need a miracle. So what do you do? Stay home and lick your wounds and feel sorry for yourself? No. It said at 16 years old, he was seeking the Lord. And God caused him to prosper. Oh, my, people already sending and keep it coming. Amen. Dawn from Hendersonville, thank you. Watching us in Hendersonville, North Carolina, $25. Amen. $33 from Ron in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Thank you, Ron. Amen. God bless you. Can you say amen? Amen. So you got to get ready. Amen. Amen. You got to seek the Lord. When things are going all wrong, when the weather's bad, when the economy is bad, what do you do? Just say, well, it ain't going to happen to me. That's when God is there to help you. Here's a man laying in the street. Didn't even know Jesus. The Lord says, hey, what are you doing? He said, I don't know nobody to help me. Hey, when you're in trouble, nobody's around to help you, believe me. I don't have to tell you. The prodigal son, as long as you got money, and as long as you're having a big time, everybody's your friend. But when he ran out of money, he lost his friends. All right? He ran out of money. Now he's working out in the pig pen. And he's out there in the pig pen eating the food the pigs eat. And he came to himself. He said, what am I doing here? You know what it means he came to himself? He repented. You know what repent means? A change of mind. That's all it means. When you have a change of mind, that's when God can bless you. Amen. The Lord is here changing your thinking tonight. He's putting the believer in you. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy is a gift of God. Even John the Baptist in his mother's womb, 6 months pregnant, Elizabeth. And when Mary, the mother of Jesus, salutes Elizabeth, it says the babe leaped in her womb for joy. Joy is a gift of God. You know how you get joy? Through wisdom. People that don't have wisdom don't have joy. People have book knowledge. But what good is book knowledge if you don't know how to put it all together? You need the wisdom to put it together with the knowledge. Knowledge by itself will not help.